Hey everyone, this is Renee from Talent Q, and you're listening to the Conscious Professional Podcast. So, the other day, I was so grateful when a listener and one of my good friends, Jess, sent me a photo. And in the photo was a huge whiteboard in their conference room at her work. And on the whiteboard were the five things that I spoke about in a previous episode. What I was talking about in that episode was the keys that make up your own unique combination to get into that vault of your mind. So when I zoomed in on the photo, I could see written on the whiteboard, what we believe determines what we think. What we think determines our feelings. How we feel determines our actions, and our actions over time become our habits, and our habits determine the quality and outcome of our lives. I was so happy to see this. She was going to cover these concepts with her entire team. I was just so thrilled to see someone writing those down and sharing it within their company. If you have no idea what I'm talking about right now, I'll link this previous episode in the show notes. It's called How to Relaunch Your Personal and Professional Life. And I highly recommend you go listen to it and take out the nuggets that I shared from that episode. In this episode, I'll be expanding your horizons around the concepts of abundance and scarcity, how they relate to your mindset, how they dictate the way you think, affect how you behave, and how you may experience both an abundance mindset and a scarcity mindset in your life. I'm sure for most of you, this is not a topic that you think about every day. Personally, I don't think I ever heard the words abundance or scarcity. I learned about the concept of abundance mindset and scarcity mindset when I was in my 30s, and today I'm 46 years old. So let's dig into it. I'm going to be giving you a little crash course in this episode because there is a whole ton to unpack, but it's incredible. What I've learned from these two types of mindsets has completely changed how I look at the world, because all it takes is a simple awareness of them. An abundance mindset is believing that there is unlimited resources, unlimited opportunities, unlimited possibilities available to you in life. And that sounds amazing, doesn't it? Unlimited everything? I love the word unlimited. And I'll take it to the flip side of abundance mindset is scarcity mindset, which is the complete opposite of abundance mindset. Scarcity mindset is believing that there are limited resources, limited opportunities, and limited possibilities in life. That sounds awful, right? Who wants to be limited or have limitations? I know I don't want that. I want everything to be unlimited. Scarcity mindset is rooted in the fear of not having enough and constant worry of lacking what is necessary for success, lacking what is necessary for happiness. So in my 20s, I was working my butt off, working 70 hours a week in a race to earn as much money as I could. And I shared that in a previous episode. At the time, I was in total scarcity mindset and didn't even know it. This scarcity belief bubbled over into other areas of my life too. Work hard, hustle. That's how you'll make a lot of money. That's all I was thinking about. I was raised to believe that you have to work hard to earn money. And that was a bullshit belief my parents gave me growing up. Let's think about what I just said for a minute. How true is it that you have to work hard to make money? When you start thinking about this, analyzing the statement, and start peeling back the onion that you have to work hard, work long, grueling hours to have money, is totally false. And I'm going to prove it to you. Have you heard of the book 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss? If he truly works 4 hours a week, he is not working harder and longer to make money, because that guy is worth roughly $100 million today. That's incredible. So Tim Ferriss isn't working hard to have money. His book isn't titled 70 hours, work 70 hours a week and be rich. I personally know people who own a lot of real estate, and I'm talking a lot of real estate. They're renting out their properties. They're paying property management companies to manage those properties, and they are raking in the dough with little effort on their end. Maybe working 20 hours here and there, and they're earning seven figures a year. I know a lot of these people. So the concept of working hard is how you make money is simply not true. When I worked at Target Corporation, I'll never forget this. One day when I was heading out of the office for the day, I was walking to catch the bus home. It was about 5 o'clock. One of my colleagues who worked a few cubes down from me, she stopped and was chatting with me. And she said, "Have a great night, Renee." I said, "You too, Barb." And I'll never forget what she said next. She said, "Gosh, I wish I could work as fast as you do. It takes me a little longer to get my work done." And that, my friends, is the truth. Some of us have different capacities to accomplish different tasks. If you ask me to compile a spreadsheet of data, it would take me all day because I'm a basic Excel user. If you ask me to make 20 sales calls, I'd crush that in an hour and walk away with some new business. Now, I want to bring in nature for a little bit. Let's look at nature. All of nature is for more life and growth. Nature is the ultimate display of abundance. It sustains life and provides resources for all the trees, birds, animals to grow and thrive if you look around. I live in the woods, so we're going to take a trip to my backyard, and I'll show you how these concepts show up. So when you look at a squirrel, they're gathering their acorns for the winter and they're storing them so they have plenty to eat over the winter. Is a squirrel ever worried about having enough nuts for the winter? No, it doesn't worry. It just gathers the nuts and stores them up. And they have enough to get through the harsh winter season. And then every spring, the leaves start to bud on the trees and the leaves regrow on the branches. And we can see constant visible growth all around us in nature. One of my favorite all-time books is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. I actually read it once a month, and it was written back in 1910. What I learned from this book is the universe wants you to have an abundant life. It actually wants you to have it more than you want it for yourself. It wants you to have the most magnificent life possible to enjoy all the abundance you can. Now, your mindset may not just be one or the other. You may not just have an abundance mindset or just have a scarcity mindset. If we did have one or the other, it'd be a super easy fix. If all of us only had abundance mindsets, this world would be even a more incredible place than it is. But that's not the case. Mindset is complex, and there can be different areas of your life where you can have an abundance mindset and other areas in your life where you can have a scarcity mindset. Different areas of life surface different mindsets based on our experiences, our beliefs, and our perceptions. So for example, you might have an abundance mindset when it comes to personal relationships. You may believe there are plenty of people to connect with, plenty of people for you to form meaningful bonds and relationships with. And at the same time, you might have a scarcity mindset when it comes to finances, feeling that there's not enough money for you to meet your needs or achieve your goals. So that coach purse you've been thinking about, the one you can't stop thinking about, you love the color, you love the feel of the leather, you know it's high quality, you want to buy it, but you never buy it, but that feeling of wanting never goes away. It's because it's something you really want. I want to share a story. I know a gal who wanted a specific designer handbag, and she wouldn't buy it. She had been thinking about it for a couple years. She was having total resistance to making a purchase, which is scarcity mindset. Once she bought the handbag, incredible things happened in her life. This lady got a promotion at work the very next week after she bought that handbag. And I'm not kidding. She made the purchase, kicked through her resistance, and then received something in return. How amazing. This is the universe in action. Mindset can shift in the same area of your life from time to time as well. So say you're moving along in your career, you're climbing the corporate ladder and you're loving it. You're moving through the ranks, you're getting promoted every 2 years. In this moment, you believe in your career that there are unlimited possibilities. Then one day you reach senior manager level and you look up and you only realize that, oh, there's only one director role above you. Your mindset shifts to scarcity mode. You think you've achieved the highest level you can get to. Senior manager is the highest level you can get to. And if you believe that, you're never going to get higher than that because your abundance mindset just shifted into scarcity mindset. You got to get back on that abundance train. If there's only one director role at your company, who's to say it's not going to be yours in the future? And if you truly look around, there are millions and millions of companies with director roles. So get back on the abundance train. You can get the director job in the future inside your company, or you can get one outside your company. Henry Ford was spot on when he said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Your mind is the key to your potential. And when I think back to when I was a kid, when we were eating dinner and I had some food left on my plate, my mom always told me, clean your plate. You can't get more scarcity mindset than that. My mom was thinking of the money they spent on the food, so you better eat it. Don't waste my money. Total scarcity mindset. Not to mention that belief caused a whole different issue for me with my relationship with food. And that happened years down the road, which I'm sure I'll cover in a different podcast. So it's important to recognize the presence of different mindsets in different areas of your life because they can significantly influence your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. And by being aware of the areas where you hold a scarcity mindset, you can work towards shifting your perspective and cultivating an abundance mindset, which can lead to greater fulfillment and growth. To develop an abundance mindset, you need to focus on gratitude, embrace opportunities, celebrate other people's successes, and adopt a positive outlook on life. The crazy part is that your mindset is impacting how you experience life. Let's focus in on scarcity mindset for a little bit and the impact that it can have on you. People with a scarcity mindset often live in a constant state of fear and anxiety. They worry about not having enough money, not enough time, or feel there's limited opportunities out there. And this can actually lead to chronic stress and negatively impacting their mental and emotional well-being. If you have a scarcity mindset dominating your thoughts, oftentimes you'll always be in competition, comparing yourself to others. This can affect your relationships. You may feel threatened by others' successes, leading to jealousy and envy and strained interactions. Who wants that? That's not fun. Scarcity mindset also puts a lid on what you think you can achieve. It really narrows your perspective, restricts creativity and your problem-solving abilities. And when people believe that resources are scarce, they're less likely to take risks, less likely to explore new ideas or pursue their goals wholeheartedly. The scarcity mindset reinforces those awful self-limiting beliefs such as, I'm not good enough, I'll never succeed. And those beliefs can become ingrained throughout your life and stop you from pursuing your dreams or not taking advantage of opportunities that come your way. Scarcity thinking often leads to a reluctance to share or help others. When people think that resources are scarce, they're more inclined to hoard what they have instead of practicing generosity or collaboration. And you know those people you work with who hoard all the knowledge that they have. They're not teaching or sharing it with others. You know those people at your work. They have a total scarcity mindset. Scarcity mindset can have a significant impact on personal finances too. People with this mindset may struggle with managing money effectively. They can have difficulty saving money or investing money, and they may make impulsive decisions based on fear or scarcity mentality. And when people are focused on scarcity, they might miss out on potential opportunities because they're too afraid to take risks or explore new avenues, which can limit personal and professional growth and totally stop your progress in life. So think of something you've wanted, but you haven't bought it yet. Something you want to buy, but you haven't purchased it yet. You think about it multiple times a week. Most of us only allow ourselves to want from a place of scarcity. So every time we've wanted something, it's because we feel the lack of it. So many of us don't spend time wanting what we already have. We don't think of wanting from a place of abundance, meaning to want the things we already have, which is different than just being grateful for those things. When you're able to transform your scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, fear, anxiety, limited thinking, self-limiting beliefs, lack of generosity, financial challenges, strained relationships, and missed opportunities totally disappear. They really do. And to change this, though, it will take patience, time, and effort. And your mindset of scarcity or abundance will not shift overnight. To think in abundance, you have to change your perception of how you're taking in the world. You have to evaluate your beliefs and your thoughts throughout the day. And in the moment, be really conscious of them. But you can do it like I did. I set my mind to it and I practiced every day. If I had a scarcity thought or a thought of lack, I would challenge myself right in the moment. I would write it down and then I would ask myself, how true is that? And when I answered the question, my thoughts were never true. For me, having an abundance mindset completely changed my life. It's allowed me to take calculated risks. I started my own business. I pursued new opportunities I would have never imagined. I believe that even if I have a setback, that's just a chance for me to learn and grow. This has allowed me to step out of my comfort zone and embrace growth-oriented experiences. And I truly believe that there are limitless opportunities, resources, and possibilities available to me. So I have an incredible positive outlook. It's helped me shift my focus from scarcity and lack to abundance and possibility. This in turn increased my happiness, increased my motivation, increased my resilience, increased my confidence and my abilities. I have become more grateful for what I have in my life instead of dwelling on what's missing. I appreciate the abundance already present in my relationships, in my health, in my career, in my finances. And when you feel grateful, you have the ultimate sense of contentment and happiness. For me, I think about what I'm grateful for and I sit in those emotions, that feeling, and it warms my soul. Having an abundance mindset has increased my confidence and my self-belief. I recognize there's enough success, recognition, and happiness to go around for everybody. I stopped comparing myself to others because I realized there's only one me and I'm here to accomplish things different than you. I'm here to accomplish things different than the person next to me. And the philosophy I've adopted is I'm all about if one person wins, we all win. After I eliminated comparison, my self-confidence skyrocketed and I felt incredibly free. I trust in my abilities, knowing that there are abundant opportunities for growth and achievement. And the best thing is, abundance attracts abundance. The energy and mindset that I radiate influence the people and circumstances that I attract and bring into my life. And this can be the same for you. An abundance mindset cultivates positive energy, optimism, a can-do attitude. And as a result, I have extremely supportive, positive relationships and abundant experiences in my life. So this week, I want to challenge you. I want you to set an intention for this week for yourself. I want you to write down one area in your life that you have a scarcity mindset in. Now I want you to flip the script. Turn what you wrote down into as if you had an abundance mindset already. I want you to write the abundance statement on a post-it note. Now I'll share an example. If you wrote down, "I don't have enough time," to write it coming from a place of abundance, it would be, "I have plenty of time to accomplish all that I need to do in a day." Or if you wrote down, "I don't have enough money," writing that from a place of abundance would be something like this: "There is plenty of money in the world for me, and I'm open to receiving it." Whatever that post-it note says, I want you to stick it to your bathroom mirror, snap a photo of it, or DM it to me. And each morning when you wake up, when you're getting ready for the day, I want you to read that post-it note and create an image of it in your mind of what it looks like and feels like if you had what that post-it note said. And I bet in this moment, you already know exactly what you want to write down. So don't wait. The minute this podcast is over, I want you to write it down. Write it down immediately so you can remember liberating the feeling of setting yourself free from that limitation. And don't forget, snap a picture of it, post it on social media, or DM your photo to me. So the key points from today's episode are: become aware of when you have scarcity thoughts and ask yourself, how true is that? And answer that question. Number two, understand there's enough success, recognition, and happiness to go around for everyone in this world. And number three, the universe wants you to have an abundant life. Use that to its full ability. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Share this episode and go make one change to be better than you were yesterday. Live your life with intention. I believe in you. I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible. So if you would, please leave a 5-star review. See you next week. Cheers, everyone.